All right, on today's episode, we're talking about Fable Studio, which is a San Francisco startup who just announced something called Showrunner, which is something I know Jaden has been waiting for forever, but you can now generate your own TV shows using AI. You can write, direct, script, everything, and it will do it all for you. Jaden, have you seen the South Park episode yet? Have you watched any clips from it? It's going viral.
Oh my gosh. So first of all, I have to say a massive thank you to Jamie for sending this over because he helped me discover this. But this is hilarious and also amazing. This is something I have been talking about, if you've been listening to me for a while, for probably a year now. And I've been telling people this is coming and some people are like, there's no way. And other people are like, maybe. Okay, well, it is here. So don't doubt me anymore. And you better listen to all my other future predictions. But essentially, you have the ability to direct your own movie. And this is going to get way better in the future. Right now, it's like animation in South Park. It feels to me kind of like the first version of, you know, Dolly or whatever, where it's generating these like really like not fantastic images. And in the future, this is going to be like where we go with this is literal movie that looks like people walking around and I get to choose that Arnold Schwarzenegger is the main character in my movie and I get to come up with a script and like ideas for like the plot line and stuff. And it's like the actual person is going to look realistic. So that's where it's going. But what this demo is, which was super interesting. Yeah, I guess, Jamie, tell everyone a little bit about how it works and what it looks like and what it's doing.
Okay. Yeah, we'll maybe have to put a link in the show notes. But basically what they did is they used a South Park episode. They generated it using Showrunner. They scripted it. They wrote a script and directed, you know, what they wanted to say. And then it generated all the different characters, all the animations. It's really, truly amazing. It's like an 11-minute episode too. So it's not just like a 2-minute little clip. It's the full episode. It has, you know, Cartman, all the characters. And so I think you're exactly right. The animation is the perfect like first use case for this, because I think animations are a little bit easier to replicate. But eventually it is going to be, you know, your own character. You can, you know, your favorite actor potentially, you know, depending on licensing and usage and all that. And you're going to be able to direct your own movies and shows, which is, you know, crazy. That's where, you know, kind of the, in my opinion, the creative brain is like the last frontier. You're still, you know, watching through this episode. It's not quite as witty as South Park or as crude, but, you know, it definitely is, you know, the voices of the characters and things like that. So there's definitely going to be some still creativity from a human that's going to be required to make a great TV show. But still, this technology is amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. I want to read their like tweet when they made the announcement, because there's a couple really interesting things that I know a lot of people are going to have questions after hearing Jamie explain making a South Park episode and IP questions and all that kind of stuff. So if you go over to Fable at Fable Simulation on X, they tweeted and they said, announcing our paper on generative TV and showrunner agents. So they're really putting this out as like a research piece. They said, create episodes of TV shows with a prompt. Show will write, animate, or Show One, I guess that's their software, will write, animate, direct, voice, edit for you. So everything. They said, we use South Park, all caps, they said, for research only. They said, we won't be releasing the ability to make your own South Park episodes. It's not our IP, but you can imagine there's going to be like these licensing deals are coming to a whole new level where all of a sudden South Park is going to be able to license for you to be able to use them. And, you know, whatever your favorite TV shows are, Friends or whatever, like all these TV shows are going to license for you to be able to extend and make more episodes or more things happen and blah, 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 blah. It's just getting crazy. So I was looking a little bit at the demo of how this thing actually works, because I thought it was really interesting. And essentially what they have is the ability for you to, you can load your last save. So I guess work on something you were doing before, create a new simulation, or edit a scene that you're working on. So they got a bunch of different editing tools. Essentially what it actually looks like on the showrunner system, I'm looking at the demo on my phone, but I'll just explain it to you because I think it's interesting. You can pick who the hero of the episode is going to be. So when it's South Park, you know, they're selecting that it's going to be Mr. Anderson. And then when it comes to the cast, you can pick which characters from that TV show you want to be in it. So I think that's really interesting. You could pick the set. So it's like, you know, is it in the living room or are you going to be starting it in like a theater, whatever. So you pick the set. And then you can give it a prompt, which is interesting. So the prompt is going to be like, make a scene where they're all sitting around the living room talking about X, Y, and Z. Now, theoretically, you could go over to ChatGPT and like, hey, come up with like a funny episode idea with like some funny jokes and stuff in it. And you could probably just grab that from ChatGPT and stick it into the prompt of this. Or you could be really creative and just like completely direct it out of your head. So I think there's a lot of options. And like you said, Jamie, I don't think this kills creativity. I think this is the start of new creativity. Like the things we love, we can now be more creative with.
Yeah, I mean, it's like a new tool to be able to use and create awesome things. So like we said before, this is just a proof of concept. And it's just the beginning. You know, whenever a new tool is released, people are like, oh, it's not that good. But then, you know, wait till version 2, version 3 comes out, as we've seen with like Sora, the video generation thing by OpenAI. Absolutely amazing. So I'm excited to see where this goes. And I think, I think it's going to shake a lot of things up, particularly out in Hollywood. So I don't know if the writers will be able to afford to strike like they have in the past.
Touchy subject, Jamie. If you're a writer out there listening, we're sorry. But in any case, we think that there's lots of space for amazing movie writers. Now you just have more tools and you're going to actually create the whole movie yourself. And I think kind of like how we went from celebrities were always on TV and on screen, and then it kind of turned into like influencers who are just like regular people making like YouTube videos, like Jamie, who's, you know, a massive celebrity over on YouTube with over 140,000 subscribers. Oh my gosh, Jamie's crazy. But I think we're gonna see the same switch with, or the same shift with, like, we'll have these, maybe an amazing writer that never gets a lot of you know, a lot of recognition. All of a sudden they're making videos or TV shows on like a YouTube channel that's going to get huge because it's just them making it. They don't need the whole production team anymore. So I think that there's going to be a lot of amazing opportunities to make money. What I would love to hear your take on, Jamie, is who's going to make money from this? What are some ways that people listening can make money? Like, I'm just curious, like, obviously this is amazing technology, but like, where do you think it's going to go? And how do you think we're going to be like actually capitalizing on this?
Oh man. I mean, as soon as you said the word YouTube, that's immediately where my mind went. Because of course we're, you know, with this software, we're not going to necessarily get a movie in you know, the movie theater box office, that kind of thing. But with YouTube specifically, I think when it comes to kids shows, like animation and kids shows, I think this is going to be the first industry to get shaken up because, let's be honest, the writing of those shows is generally the most basic and
terrible.
And, yes, we'll be able to be replicated, you know, super easy by AI. Plus, you're going to be able to do AI, you know, animations, crazy looking characters, and I think they'll just be. If I was thinking about how to make money, I would start some kids YouTube channels and use this to drive. I think you could get tons of views. So I've seen relatively small YouTube channels blow up, like kids YouTube channels, because they have like a small unique niche of sorts. So
oh my gosh, Jamie, you gave me the greatest idea, which I'm sorry for everyone listening, if you don't have children you probably won't care, and also this isn't about making money per se, but I like, half the time I swear when I give my kids like a TV show, I just feel like there's like weird things in a lot of kids TV shows nowadays, or like the moral of the story I'm like, hey, that's stupid, like I don't know, I just maybe it's just me. And anyways, so I like really go out of my way to try to find kids TV shows where I feel like there's a really good moral or it taught them something. And I'm like, I've been on a real kick lately of these like animated historical videos of like Benjamin Franklin or like Jane Austen or like Helen Keller. And it's like these animated like stories of their life. And like, it feels like very wholesome. And also they're like learning something that's not just like Cocomelon we did for like a long time. And then I realized it's probably giving my children brain damage and making them have the attention span of a goldfish. Don't sue me, Cocomelon, but that was how I was feeling that was going. Also, I was getting really sick of the same songs because I don't really innovate a lot. So anyways, I went out on a limb, but it just made me think, like, for my own kids, I can now make TV shows for them where I go and put the moral of the story, which is like, and this is why you always need to be nice to your sister or whatever. And I'm going to like give it to my son and make him listen to this. So I got to sprinkle in all my own stuff. Anyways, I think that's awesome. You know, as a parent, you always are trying to raise your kid best, and I don't really always trust some other source of information to do a great job. So that's exciting. But of course, there's a lot of ways to make money. In any case, if you enjoyed the episode today, if you learned anything new, make sure to subscribe to the channel. And also, honestly, I know this is annoying, No one likes to leave reviews. It takes time, but it would mean the world to Jamie and I if you could leave us a review. If you appreciate the episode, if you learn anything, like, seriously, it means the world to us. We really appreciate it. If you do, send us a message on LinkedIn or on X, wherever, you know, you're on social media, and let us know you did. We'll be super, super appreciative. We hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.